Good afternoon, Employment Standards.
Hello, I'm calling about work. Am I calling the right place?
Yep.
I'm a restaurant server, and I have questions about scheduling.
Okay, what are your questions?
First of all, I'm confused. I told my employer the hours I wanted to work when I was hired. But now, my employer is making changes to my work schedule without asking me first. He's scheduling me for days that I don't want to work. So, I'm wondering, who decides the schedule, the employer or me?
The employers make the schedule. They're the ones that set the hours. Sometimes they'll involve you in making the schedules, but they don't have to.
Okay, then when I was hired, I was scheduled to work 4 evenings, 6 hours each evening, so that's 24 hours in a week.
Okay.
But now he's closing this business early on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and I'm only scheduled 3 hours these evenings, not 6 hours. In other words, I'm losing hours. He promised me more hours. Can my employer change my schedule like this?
Yes, they can. Again, they're in charge of making the schedules, and if they decide to close early, they can do that.
Okay. I have another situation. Suppose I have a test on Friday. I'm at university, and I don't want to work Thursday. Another waitress doesn't mind, and we switch shifts. She works my Thursday shift, and I work her Sunday shift. Can I, as an employee, change the schedule by switching shifts like this?
You can, but I would suggest that you talk with your employer first. It depends on what their rules are about scheduling.
Okay, if I ask my employer and get permission to switch shifts, but as a result, I'm working 2 shifts in a day. For example, Saturday I work my regular 9 to 2, but then because of the switch, I also work 5 to 11. My employer says no overtime. Do employers need to pay overtime when the schedules have been changed?
If the employer allows you to do the change and allows you to work more than 8 hours in a day, then yes, they have to pay you overtime.
Okay, so if they agree to those hours, they have to pay.
That's right.
Okay, that's good to know. Finally, some good news. Now, I have another question. What about being sent home early? One Friday, I was scheduled from 5 to 11. I'd only worked 2 hours when I was sent home at 7 o'clock. Can my employer change my schedule after my shift has already started?
They can, but they would have to pay you for a minimum of 3 hours. In your case, you said you were scheduled for 6 hours. You said 5 to 11?
Correct.
Okay, so they would have to pay you for at least 3 hours because they're sending you home early.
Okay, so even though I only worked 2 hours, they would pay me for 3?
That's right. Because your scheduled shift was longer than 3 hours. Now, if you were only scheduled for 2 hours, then they'd only need to pay you for the 2. But because it was more than 3, then they have to pay you for at least 3 hours.
Okay, I think I've got that. That's good to know, especially in the waitressing industry. Now, what about breaks? I work from 5 to 11 p.m. without a break.
Okay.
Sometimes I'm sent home at 10:30, though. How long can I work without a break?
If you're working for 5 hours or more, you're entitled to get a half-hour unpaid meal break. Again, that's after working 5 hours. Many employers will give you coffee breaks, but they don't have to give you that.
Okay, so after 5 hours, I have to get a break?
A half-hour break.
Unpaid or paid?
Unpaid break.
Unpaid break. So, another question about breaks. Now, other employees, they work 8 hours, they have to take their break and eat their lunch in their restaurant. They can't leave just in case it gets too busy. In my opinion, that's not really a break. So what is considered a break?
A break would be a time where you could sit down and relax and where you don't have to work. You're not responsible for serving customers or doing anything that you're required to do while you're at work. It's your time to rest.